Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Okay, Brooke, let's try that manifesting thing you're always talking about. So it's the Emmys, and you and I have been nominated.
Okay.
And obviously, my husband, Chris Evans, has just announced us as winners.
Okay.
So give us a taste of what our speech is going to sound like.
Wow. Okay. Something like, I'm going to try not to cry. It's such an honor to be the first podcasters to get an Emmy, even though we've talked shit about literally everyone in this room. And now Arisha's married to Chris Evans, and her name is Arisha Skidmore Williams Evans, and it's really long to fit on the trophies, and we still have to share one. But this is an honor.
Oh, my God. If this doesn't become reality, I will lose my mind.
Agree. Same.
But I will say, unfortunately, neither you nor my future hubby nor myself made an appearance at the 2022 Emmy Awards last night. We're going to keep manifesting it, though.
Uh-huh.
But as usual, it was an award show, and there were plenty of notable moments.
Yeah. I mean, the show's theme this year was definitely make the most of your very limited time on stage.
Yeah, it was.
But because there was a really serious crackdown on the length of acceptance speeches, but, you know, some winners like Lizzo and Jennifer Coolidge mm-hmm. did not let that stop them, thankfully.
Listen, queens don't get limits. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, that should go on a t-shirt. Add that to the merch.
Yeah, call in merch right now. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, September 13th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Give me that
hot sauce. So last night was one of my favorite Hollywood circle jerk events. We had the 74th Annual Emmy Awards, and Kenan Thompson from SNL hosted it. And I gotta say, I have been sleeping on Kenan. I realized after watching. Yeah, I don't know why. When he interrupted the accountants, I was like, this guy's funny.
I loved the Kenan and Kel reunion.
Oh,
like, that was
there
gold.
There was a lot of gold. I don't know if it's just because this was the first full-scale production since pre-pandemic that I'm like, oh my God, a host that's funny isn't getting assaulted on stage. Like, this is fun stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Who knew? But at the Emmys last night, the big winners were Succession, who took home the top prize for drama, and then one of my favorites, Ted Lasso.
Never heard
which
of
got
it.
The award. Mm-hmm. One day I'm going to kidnap you and tie you down and make you watch it with me.
Mm-hmm.
But Ted Lasso got the award for Outstanding Comedy Series. But like we mentioned, the winners did not get much time to celebrate on stage, and it was very clear that they were on timers.
Yeah, so the Emmys made an effort to keep speeches short to kind of move things along because award shows are long.
They are. This, yeah, I will say it felt faster. Like, it was just, there seemed to be very little fluff.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of the winners commented on how the clock was already running when they got up to the stage.
Yeah.
And the producers did come up with an idea to have the winners, like, set up pre-recorded thank yous that scrolled at the bottom of the screen,
mm-hmm.
which I think is actually kind of clever. But, I mean, obviously, this didn't really cut down too much.
Mm-mm.
It was still very long.
No, it was, yeah. But as I feel like is always the case when it comes to the playout music that they'll start playing.
Yeah.
Some people are like, I don't care. And one of them was Jennifer Coolidge, who absolutely didn't care and made, I would say, the most of her time center stage.
She always gives.
She's a gem.
So she won her first Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie for her role in The White Lotus, which was the whole cast nominated?
Did you watch this show?
I didn't.
Okay, this is one of the shows that I feel like Hollywood's like, you have to like it. Like, Hollywood says it's a great show. And I watched it and I was like, I don't love it. I will say the acting is phenomenal, but I just didn't like the story. It was so weird.
Yeah, it strikes me as pretty crazy.
Which I guess Hollywood loves weird, so.
They do. They really do love weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like we've talked about, Jennifer Coolidge always seems like she doesn't know where she is or what's going on. So she like got up on the stage and she like in true Jennifer form is like, hey, hi. Oh, wow. What a night. Like she's she's the most Jennifer Coolidge always. And I love it so much.
She's truly iconic. Like when you think, I know we throw around that word a lot, but like, Jennifer Coolidge is Jennifer Coolidge. Like there's no inimitable.
Yeah. And like, you know, she acknowledged her fellow nominees and then just gave the most Jennifer Coolidge speech ever.
Truly.
I just want to say, you know, I took a lavender bath tonight and right before the show and it made me swell up inside my dress. And I'm having a hard time speaking.
I love this moment because like so many people go up there and try to play it so cool and be so serious and just, oh, man, she's amazing. And then she like, you know, realizes that she should thank people and she's like oh shit, and she like has this list that she pulls out and she like starts reading the names, but she did not get through them all and they start playing the wrap-up music, which is Hit the Road Jack, which is clever.
It's a fun version of it too, like it's not in your face Hit the Road Jack, and it's like oh, okay, all right, subtle, got it.
And then she starts dancing to the song and of course the audience absolutely loves it.
What else can you do?
Yeah, truly.
And my sister is here tonight. And wait, hold on one thing. Wait, hold on. Okay.
What a great reaction. I feel like they really didn't get that much time.
No.
Like, I think it was Jason Sudeikis who was like, guys, we only have 30 seconds left. We got to start talking. Like, they're not giving them a lot.
No, they're not. But she definitely made the most of it. And bless her.
Yeah, bless her for that. And someone else who made the most of her time when she was up at the mic was Lizzo, who got her first Emmy in a surprising upset.
Yeah.
So her show, Watch Out for the Big Girls, beat out RuPaul's Drag Race for Best Reality Competition Series. And before this, RuPaul has won the award 4 years in a row, which is, talk about an underdog story.
I know.
And during her speech, Lizzo gave Lizzo in the best way. And I don't know. I'm becoming such a, like, anything Lizzo says is gold to me. So
I know.
And I just, like, every time she speaks, I'm just like, yes, 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 more, please.
I know, same. So she started her speech by saying she was very emotional, and she said that she was moved by the people on stage with her. And then she said, the stories that they share, they're not that unique. They just do not get the platform. And then she went on to talk about representation in the media.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me, black like me, beautiful like me. If I could go back and tell little Lizzo something, I'd be like, you gonna see that person, but bitch, it's gonna have to be you.
I'm never not gonna root for her.
I know. This stuff hits so close to home for me because this is me. Like, I grew up not seeing this. And, like, the stuff with The Little Mermaid right now, like, it's just so amazing that kids are getting to see people that look like them more represented. And I don't care what anyone says. I will always root for Lizzo for that.
Yeah, same.
Fight
don't even
me.
Come for me.
Already two great moments at the Emmys.
Yes.
Another one that I just about passed out watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably would have passed out if my lungs would stop it. It was when Sherrilee Ralph became the first Black woman in 35 years to win Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for her role on Abbott Elementary, which absolutely love this show.
I love it too.
Sherrilee
so
Ralph.
Good.
Another person I have been sleeping on did not realize she had that set of pipes on her. Oh, my God.
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
I just jaw to the floor.
And her hair. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Just all those jewels.
Her dress. I don't know if you know this backstory, but her dress was designed by Brandon Blackwood, who up to now has just done purses. And he is so talented. And I'm just so glad that his work is on an Emmy winner.
I know. That's amazing.
All of this I was here for.
I know. So the last Black woman to win the award was Jackie Harry for her role in 227. And she tweeted about Cheryl's win, which was really sweet. And she said, winning my Emmy was a career highlight, but it was also a lonely experience. For 35 years, I've been the only Black woman to win Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. But that all changes tonight, and it's come full circle. Hashtag Emmys.
That's crazy.
I know. That is crazy.
35 years?
Yeah.
And what's crazy is she said that Sherrilee Ralph was actually up for the role that she got in 227.
Really?
So it's like full circle.
Wow. Yeah. So Cheryl was actually one of the original Dream Girls. Like, I don't know how I did not know that she could sing like that. Like,
that's what I mean. Yeah. I had no idea.
She's a Tony nominated singer. So she actually kicked off her speech by singing an excerpt from the Diana Reeves song Endangered Species.
And I know.
I had goosebumps.
I just,
like,
first of all, if you can sing, I request that you sing at the top of your acceptance speech, because when you can carry
Arisha,
like
say
that,
less. Just kidding.
It was just so good. Oh, my God.
She's, and I love her in Abbott Elementary. I'm like.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just the queenery happening last night.
Truly. And, like, what I was really here for was just, I just love when people are blown away that their talent is being recognized. Like, they always seem so surprised. And it's like, don't be surprised. You're so good at what you do.
I know. And, like, the song obviously was amazing. Like, she was getting several standing ovations. And then she did it again during her acceptance speech when she encouraged everyone to follow their dreams.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream wasn't, wouldn't, couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like. This is what striving looks like. And don't you ever, ever give up on you.
I'm always here for people to talk about following their dreams.
Yeah.
And that kind of felt like, Because at the very top of the show, they talked about, you know, Oprah talked about how we've all been told no, we've all slipped up, we've all failed.
Yeah.
But the people that are here are the people that kept going and believing in themselves. And it's just like, yes, yes.
One of my favorite tweets from last night was like, Cheryl Lee Ralph actually won her second Emmy for her acceptance speech last night.
Yeah, that speech deserved. So much goodness. And I also love just watching the Abbott table.
I know.
When she won, when Quinta, they were just, they're all so, they love each other. There is good in the world.
Yeah.
My cold dead heart has been rejuvenated.
Oh my gosh, I know.
So yeah, I feel like there were a lot of really good moments. I, you know, thought of you when I saw Pete Davidson come out at the very end.
Uh-huh. I don't support those glasses, but I will always support him.
I don't. I actually was very pro him when he came out. Like, I just, I'm back on his team.
Good.
I'm back on Pete Davidson.
Good.
A team I'm not on, though, is Jimmy Kimmel's. Lay Down Kimmel, as I'm calling him. Uh-huh. What was that?
I am so mad about this moment. Like, there's a picture someone shared on Twitter, and it's like Quinta standing there giving her speech and that dumbass laying on the stage. And it's like, now this moment for her, her first Emmy win, has this idiot laying at her feet.
I know.
Which, honestly, at her feet is where he belongs.
Oh my God, preach. I immediately think of the trip down to Disney World with the band. I was in the orchestra, obviously.
Obviously.
And you had the guys that, like, would do a bit, but then they would just not let it go. And it's like, this isn't funny. It's funny in the beginning, fine, but end it.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel, end it.
Yes. And, like, somebody asked her about the moment, like, afterwards when she, backstage when she won her award. And she, like, handled it with such grace. She's like, you know, the bit didn't really bother me that much.
Right.
Jimmy was really supportive of me, giving me my first late night appearance. He was very supportive of Abbott Elementary. And she's like, I'm doing his show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll punch him in the face. If he does not apologize profusely on Wednesday when she's on his show, then...
He definitely will. I know
he's got
to. Jimmy Kimmel, don't screw the pooch on this one. Come on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's weird. I don't usually like award ceremonies. Like, they're very long. They're drawn out.
Yeah.
Nothing really exciting happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There was something about this that I didn't dislike. What do you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a good night. Like, it was... There were good moments that happened that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Nobody got slapped. Like, there was nothing.
That's always a good night.
It's always a plus. But yeah, like, there were some really fun, good moments.
This will shock you, I know.
Okay.
But Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, yes.
And Chris Maloney.
Going in for a kiss and not kissing.
Well, leading up to that, when they had to go catch the Emmy thief.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, going in for the non-kiss. Like, the two of them together, I will always be here for, so.
Yeah. So I saw someone tweeted, like, how have we still not let these two bang? They didn't say bang, but. But I was like, yeah, I mean, the tension's there.
Yeah, you know, I was here for the support. Everyone just seemed so happy for each other.
Yeah.
I wish I could know what that was like in real life.
Yeah, well, we can all dream.
I'm from Wondery. I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.